Good morning, everyone. This is Charlie and Annabelle with your 8 a.m. Zed Lions. In local news, one of Brisbane's iconic rooftop bars is closing its doors, marking an end of an era for Brisbane nightlife. After more than 40 years on the riverfront, Fridays has announced that they will be closing their doors and saying goodbye to patrons. They are inviting customers to join them for one last drink, dance and party, and farewell before their final openings this weekend, and closing for good on the 24th of May.
A Gold Coast Council report has revealed that a four-week e-bike prohibition trial conducted at two parks had little impact and did not address concerns over underage riders and antisocial behaviour. 608 riders were observed by council officers during the trial, with only 19% of interactions considered successful. No fines were handed out, and there were, quote, many riders repeat offending and avoiding interactions with officers. The report concluded that state law reforms are still needed to address this behaviour. Queensland Parliament is set to debate the proposed laws, stating that under-16s would be banned from using e-bikes and all riders would be required to at least hold a learner's permit in the coming weeks.
In national news, the federal government has rejected a Queensland state government proposal for a $94 million livestock support package, saying the state should fund itself. The package would have involved the state and federal governments matching funding spent on replacing 90,000 head of livestock that were killed in disasters between December 2025 and April 2026. The decision to scrap the proposal has angered local leaders, who say that the region's entire economy will struggle without support. Queensland Primary Industries Minister Tony Perrott said the Prime Minister provided, quote, no explanation, and that it was, quote, going to have a significant impact on regional businesses. The federal government has instead announced it will provide an additional $48 million to the Joint Government Disaster Recovery Funding Arrangement, which many see as a disappointing outcome.
In a proposed attempt to bring down airfare prices, former Qantas executive Peter Kelly is backing a brand new low-cost airline, Zinc. With a business model based on the European Ryanair, Zinc seeks to provide lower domestic flight costs, initially between the Golden Triangle of Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane, and eventually branching out to Adelaide and the Gold Coast. While there are concerns about opening a brand new airline in this environment, aviation industry expert Professor Rico Murcutt from the University of Sydney believes, quote, for customers, it would be great. More competition means lower prices. However, new airlines entering the market may struggle against challenging circumstances with the high fuel costs and pre-existing airlines. In international news, two American influencers have been arrested after trying to enter the enclosure of the viral monkey Punch at a zoo in Japan. Punch became famous earlier this year after the Ichikawa Zoo posted photos of the baby macaque clutching an orangutan soft toy for comfort after being rejected by his mother. One influencer scaled the enclosure in a large smiley face costume and jumped into the moat, causing the monkeys to scatter while the other filmed. They were quickly removed from the enclosure and charged with obstructing the zoo's business. But there has been a surge of domestic and international visitors to the zoo as people flock to see Punch, and this has raised concerns over the monkeys' continued safety.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is looking a little bit overcast and we're expecting this rain to continue for most of the day, so don't forget your umbrellas on the way out. It is currently a solid 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. That's all your news for 8 a.m. and we'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.